Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the final Rock and Roll Football of the World Cup summer. We will be back at the end of August for the start of the Premier League season, but we're taking a brief hiatus.
Yes.
To mourn.
Yes.
To scorn.
To regroup, to rest.
To be reborn.
Pre-season training, really, is what we're going on, isn't it? Before the big game.
That's my pre-season training.
Yeah.
I'll be down Benidorm supping.
Yeah.
That's my hot weather training. I said to her, didn't I? I said, 10 carlings a day. That's my hydration break, that. That's my pre-season. Yeah, just getting fit for the new pub season, you know what I mean? Working on both ends, opening the crisps.
Between now and then, just drinking loads. Is that what you're going to do?
Working loads, sadly.
Working there, right, yeah.
Edinburgh Festival.
Yes, of course.
My tour ended this week, so thanks to everyone who came.
Oh, yes.
Nearly 100 shows.
I saw your post on Instagram, very nice.
Yes.
Very nice, almost mournful and sad, saying goodbye to one tour.
Say goodbye to one tour.
Saying hello to another.
Starts in 18 days.
It's a big moment, isn't it? The last time you've done all that material.
I know.
No more talk about 30p Lee and his pint glasses.
Oh, yeah.
One of the highlights of that latest tour.
If you didn't see it, it's gone now.
Yeah,
that material will never be done again.
Absolutely
not. But thank you to everyone who came. And we're now going to have a few weeks off.
Yeah.
We're going to move on.
We're on the beach already, you can tell. As you'll hear in this show, we're on the beach already.
We are on the beach. But we're also on the beach with animals.
Yes.
There are animals on this beach and they are running amok. So brace yourself for that. And for the final Trust Your Gut.
Mm.
And, well, just thanks for being with us on this wonderful ride of the World Cup. We wanted England to go deep. Obviously, we wanted them to win it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen.
No, so we mourn. We spend quite a bit of time mourning that as well, don't we?
Yeah, I'm still a bit
trying to help us
prickly
on,
about it.
Trying to help us move on as a nation. And I think we've achieved that, haven't we?
Almost. Almost. Enjoy the show.
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football.
So England are still in the World Cup, sort of. There is a third place finish up for grabs. All that stands in between us is France.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's preview it.
Okay. Are you? Am I? Is this bad etiquette from me?
No.
Starting a chat when you've got to do grandstand.
No, not at all. You can if you want. Oh, yeah. That's 40 says the build-up to tonight's massive third and fourth place playoff starts here. I refuse to call it the bronze medal final or a dead rubber. I actually prefer to think of it as the people's final. The two teams everyone in the world wanted to see in the massive showpiece event on Sunday night, just playing slightly earlier than we all expected. Who wants to watch dirty, cheaty, wind-up merchants Argentina against boring, possession-based, turgid, tiki-taka traders Spain? It's the World Cup final that should have been France versus England in Miami at 10 tonight, and that's what football fans want to see. The stars of the tournament, Kylian Mbappe, Elise, Dembele against Harry, Jude and Anthony Gordon. It's the final we all wanted but didn't get, so let's just pretend it's a big deal, shall we? But the one main problem could be the managers fielding full strength teams. We're not sure what will happen. Will Tommy Tuchel just carry on where he left off on Wednesday night and start with six at the back? Let's just start the game with Big Dan Byrne up front, see what happens. It's pure mentality. It's our footballing DNA, apparently, so let's just lean into the negativity.
Ooh.
On a serious note, the game does mean more in terms of world rankings that are friendly, and that could affect the Nations League and qualifying draw for next World Cup. The third place playoff is also important for the golden boot race. Mbappe comes into the game as the joint top scorer with that little banner-waving Messi guy on 8 goals. Harry Kane and Jude Bellingham are level in fourth place on 6 goals.
Ooh.
So maybe it's a chance to add to their tally, or maybe we'll see some of the forgotten members of the squad, Kobbi Mainoo or Ivan Toney, Jordan Henderson in a cast, perhaps. If that doesn't get you excited about tonight's game, I don't know what will, frankly. Also, away from the World Cup, we have the uber-exciting prospect of Notts County taking on Nottingham Forest at Meadow Lane. I thought it might be the County Cup making a welcome return to Nottinghamshire, but it's just a pre-season friendly. Kicking off at 3 o'clock. Keep it here for updates as the Magpies welcome the Tricky Trees into their wheelless wheelbarrow of a ground. Their neighbours from the other side of the river, Oliver Glasner's first game in charge as well, of course. Hope all the Palace fans are locked in after the epitome of housery from Mr. Marinakis over the summer. The most hated Greek man in South London. Hit back at the Selhurst Park banner boys.
Oh, the rage! The rage. They all took it.
It still doesn't feel real, Glasner. Even when I saw him walking into the training ground in his leisure wear, it still doesn't feel real.
You've already pivoted to Premier League, haven't you? The World Cup's over. In your really heart, has, the World Cup's over.
I mean, that was all an act, yeah. I don't care about tonight at all.
I know you don't, but it's still. I'm still going to watch it.
Yes, oh, of course you've got to watch
it. I still want to win it.
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
But, just feels so sad.
But this Notts County Forest game's exciting. Some Forest World.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, there, everyone listening at home, log into that Forest World account. My word, it's on Forest World. We have gone so small time from the World Cup. It's on your good log into your little thing. God, we're losers. So let's just debrief, Dyson.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about England's campaign, the manner of the defeat, Tuchel?
I thought his defensive substitutions were the main thing to blame Thomas Tuchel, which was the whole point of why he was brought in to try and make us a bit more exciting at these points. But then I've heard some pundits saying that maybe the players themselves started to act all defensive after we went ahead.
No, we didn't.
Ideally,
no, we didn't. I wasn't
ideally,
defensive.
you'd want to keep attacking and get a second rather than trying to sit back on the 1-0 lead, which is always horrible to watch,
especially against Messi.
Exactly, yeah. The best player in the world you're up against here.
But we're 5 minutes away.
I know.
5 minutes. I mean, obviously it would have been like another 15.
It was a great goal. It was a great goal. Great cross from Morgan Rodgers. I think he possibly should have been playing on the right wing the whole tournament. That would have made a difference. But, it was so close to get into the final.
Oh, it hurts, doesn't it?
It was painful.
Are you sad? How do you deal with it?
I was very sad.
Did you cry?
No, I did not cry, no.
Why
no,
not?
No. I've only cried at football when Forest got promoted at Wembley. That's the years of hurt.
Yes.
Coming out there emotionally. But I'm so used to watching England mess up at major tournaments that I'm used to it. So
if England were to get to the final.
I'm numb to it. If we won, I'd probably cry.
Yes, I'm a winner crier now.
Yes, oh, you're good, good.
I went fairly numb at the time, just retreating into my own thoughts.
Yeah.
And then I still can't make my mind up. You know, I was in TalkSport the following morning. Everyone there was just livid.
Yeah, they were. They were. He's got to go. He's got to go.
So close.
Why have we signed him again? He's got to go. He's got to go.
I was like, I can see what. But I was also like, oh, I don't know. I think he got a lot right.
Yeah, I think we should. I think maybe we should give him another tournament. Got personally,
it. Legally, I think we have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of signed up.
Unless he resigns. Yeah, but you know, he might have more time to get his ideas into the squad. They might listen to him. If the problem is they're not listening to him, then 2 years of boring World Cup qualifiers.
This is our scar. This is our scar.
Yes. Okay.
You see that?
Pure mentality. It's in our DNA.
It's in our DNA. We are losers. You are English. You are English losers. It is part of your DNA.
Yeah. Because Rooney was saying, like, as a player, if you see him bringing on subs, you're like, oh, you don't trust us to go on and win. You don't think we're very good.
No, because you're weak. You're weak inside.
You're not
like Germans. You are strong. You are weak. This is why you bring me. You're pathetic English people. I think we'd respond to that. We go, oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah. Maybe.
Although Bellingham clobbering that lad around the head was
beautiful.
As good as a goal.
Beautiful, wasn't it? Yeah.
I can just watch Bellingham compilations for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. His reaction
so
to Gabriel Clark as well, the face he gave Gabriel Clark. It's like, what are you telling me that for now, you scum?
Woo!
You piece
Woo!
Of scum.
Oh, Dyson's still
on his
really?
Face. The look
Whatever.
On his face.
So Whatever.
Don't talk about it now. He's just played 120 minutes. He's knackered.
He's blown
don't
out,
Don't stop
Gabs.
Bringing negativity into it.
Why are you slagging me off now?
Jude's had an amazing tournament on every level.
He's the man.
Yes, he is.
He is our new national icon, I think.
Yes,
so
100%.
At least there's that. And in 2 years' time, it's coming up. We're still hurting, but you've got to see the funny side, haven't you?
Yes, you do.
And with that in mind, let's have our first roundup of the funniest clips from the week at the World Cup. So before the semi-final, remember those happy days, hope in our hearts? Thomas Tuchel was asked how he likes to unwind. I don't think anyone would have seen this answer come in.
You know, sometimes you just go on a bike and you just need a big parking lot and ice cream in your hand for 15 minutes on a bike and then you feel like 15 years old. 15, not 50. Yeah.
He's so European.
So bizarre. Why are you riding a bike around a parking lot? I just don't get it.
Well, do you want to do it in the house?
Well, yeah, on a cycle superhighway. Yeah, I go for a ride on the road.
I got the cycle superhighway to please Matt Dyson. I don't have ice cream because that's really offensive.
Is he doing tricks on a BMX, going down the railings in a parking lot or what? I don't get it.
He's just gone for a little bike ride to get an ice cream, and he's in the car park.
So he's just waiting in the car park, eating the ice cream, and then he's going to cycle home. Right, okay, fine.
Yeah. I think you're the only person who was confused by that.
I'm very confused why the parking lot came into it.
Because he's gone to get an ice cream from the shop.
Park your bike. You're still at the ice cream whippy van.
You know what it means? He's not gone to an NCP. He's not like knocking around a multi-story. He just means the area outside the shop.
A multi-story. Sorry.
You're so anti-Tuchel, it makes me sick. You still blame the Germans for everything, and it's not fair. You've got to shake yourself out of it. You're prehistoric, you mess. Ross Kemp. Oh. Ross Kemp has been a star of Clipmate. Join the World Cup.
Oh,
brace
back.
Yourself for this. He's so aggressive.
I can't
aggressive.
Hear him anymore either. Oh,
well, brace,
you're
going to.
Yes, I'm sorry. You will try to overturn that. I know you will. You will fight against us in every way you possibly can. But you know what? That's a goal. It's a goal. It's a goal. I'm so proud. Come on, Gordon! Classic! English!
Oh, this keeps on going.
God.
I worry for him. I worry about him.
I don't want it to be me, though. He's scared.
Seriously.
Not checking on the Doberman.
He needs to go to a parking lot and have an ice cream.
Don't put your fingers through his letterbox. No. Never get him back. Peter Crouch was the guest on The Overlap this week, and him and Roy Keane together was a real old treat.
And then I don't know if you saw it, but I ended up getting caught up in the celebrations with Harry Kane at the back. I was behind
I
the
saw you hug. It was a beautiful thing.
I thought you were in the squad.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were Jordan Henderson.
I thought you might have an issue with that.
He's done well to get back in that squad.
And finally, my word, the morning after the semi-final, this went viral on social media. In England, I think it's Jackie Beltrao of Sky News doing a piece to camera. Not even Sky Sports, I think it's Sky News.
Yeah.
And an England fan wanders into the back. And as this is happening, you need to picture it. He wanders in shot in an England shirt.
Yeah.
And then, like, security or police are bundling him away.
Take him away. Pretty sharpish.
And he keeps sort of fighting himself back into the shot and saying what he's saying. Brace yourself for this.
If anything, if there's any punishment...
Should we talk about the Falklands?
They have...
for them, Argentina!
I'm sorry about that.
The truth is...
There's been a lot of fans who've had a lot of alcohol.
He's had a lot of alcohol.
The sound of him being dragged away is great as the song fades
Argentina!
Into the distance. I love it.
Let's have it again. It's so good.
If anything... If there's any
punishment...
Should we talk about the Falklands?
Let's talk about the Falklands. Don't cry for them. Argentina!
I'm sorry about that.
The truth is...
There's been a lot of fans who've had a lot of...
I want to talk about the Falklands. That's why he just announces himself. Because he's not like... a yob.
Yeah.
He's not going, Argentina this or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
like
talking about the Falklands.
He thinks he's a guest on a news show. Right, you're going to talk to me now, are you? Okay, let's go.
It's all quite Jackie Weaver, isn't it? Like, hey, don't have the authority over the Falklands. Oh, man. Well, you got to laugh about it, haven't you?
You do.
Even when you're still crying. Do you know what the thing is? Football never ends.
Exactly.
It's the Euros in 2 years.
Exactly.
Nations League start. We've got Spain
for it. We'll
at Wembley
on.
In September 26th.
Yeah, that's going to be hard, isn't it?
Yeah, Nations League, bring it on. It all counts, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm like this after Christmas. I always just feel a sort of bit flat, a bit sad. Yeah. And then other stuff comes along. Oasis are probably going to gig again next year.
Yeah.
Forest.
Yeah, exactly. There's loads of stuff to look forward to.
The League Cup starts in Scotland today.
It's not the be-all and end-all England, is it?
Do you know what? It does remind me of, you know, in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in the film.
Yeah.
Where there's the news presenters, when they found the fifth golden ticket.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's it, folks. The fifth golden ticket has been found. And it's at times like this, we must remind ourselves there are more important things in life than chocolate. Like, I mean, I can't think of any right now. That's so good. I feel like that about football and chocolate.
Yeah, we do have chocolate. At least we have that.
We've got chocolate.
Yes.
It's still in our lives and in our hearts.
Yeah, you're going to Edinburgh in the summer. We've got deep fried pizza. That's something to look forward
munchy
to.
Munchy boxes. Mm. Oh, yes. Oh, life's good. The amount of noises you make.
Sorry, I've just seen what's on your desk, on the desk next to
Oh, the coconut water.
No, you know, you always have like a bit of food remnants, your wallet, some yeah. coconut water, some water. But then next to them today, look at this, producer Will. Packet of Imodium
instant. You piece! What are you doing?
You're just showing it on display.
We're like, showing it, we're on the radio.
Whatever. There it is, everyone. Look, if you want to know the state of my guts at the moment, take a look at that.
Wait, I've got a colostomy bag. This is anti-disability stuff.
Not,
this is prejudiced hate speech. God, the Argies and the Germans now the disabled. No one's safe. You English yob.
Sorry.
God, marauding.
No, sorry, I didn't mean it like
God.
That. You know I didn't mean it like that. You're not many people go around with so brave.
Not
with
going
their,
around, not being
with
raised.
Imodium.
Well,
he goes in
embrace.
The pub, puts his wallet down, keys down, Imodium, slack on the bar. Yeah, I'm here. What have you got?
You are in a. This is the nastiest I've ever known you. This is disgusting,
I've
babe.
Not taken the defeat well.
I can't believe you've Imodium shamed me.
Well, play the jingle. You always play it for everyone else. Come on.
I haven't got diarrhea. Oh, I can't believe I've had to say that.
You can make a statement.
I have. A
so
colostomy
you,
bag.
Oh, right. Okay,
I have I have a stoma because I'm a disabled man.
I know,
because
sorry,
I survived cancer. You
know. Sometimes I forget. I wish I'd mentioned
so
it.
So I haven't
now.
Got enough tubes, have I? So sometimes if my bowel is a little bit loose on the way in, as well as picking you up cakes every week,
yeah.
you don't mention that. Stuff in your mouth and cookies.
I
oh, my word.
Oh, so you have it as like a preemptive thing, do you?
No, I have that just in case because it's just a little bit loose.
Oh,
sometimes
right.
the heat can set it off.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Any other disabled people out there will know.
Yeah.
The pain of this.
Heat wave must be a nightmare for you.
Absolutely.
Must be
it
popping
is.
Imodium every day.
I've been using them a bit more regularly, yeah. You're looking how happy.
Sorry.
You find it so funny.
No, you're always talking. You once when I couldn't make it into work one day, you went around, you and John Richardson saying I had the squits to everyone. People were coming up to me in the office going, are you alright? You're feeling better after what happened? Playing that jing. I was like, I didn't have it. There's nothing wrong with me. So, yeah, this feels like payback a little bit.
Do you know what? This is solidarity with Declan Rice, because he, for three
yeah.
days...
He suffered. He should not have played in that game, should he? He hadn't got over it at all.
Can you imagine his sodium levels?
Oh, yeah.
Glugging Dyrolite and the hydration break.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio, the last show of the World Cup. Then we're off for a few weeks, then we're back in a few weeks for the Premier League. Football never stops.
Yes, don't stop believing, because we've got the third place playoff tonight as well. And as Sean from Ashington, who texted us earlier, said, hi guys, it's not a pointless match. If we beat France and finish third, that's our highest finish since 66.
It is.
Which is a good point. Coming third is important.
Two Euros finals, two World
yes.
Cup semis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not been a bad...
Coming third in a World Cup would
if,
be good,
well,
wouldn't
if,
it?
If.
France are a very good side.
Thomas Tuchel was asked how he relaxes.
Yeah.
Big parking. I think he just means that's to go to an open
yeah.
space.
I've moved on for the part. It's not a hill I want to die on, but the parking lot thing aside, he's having the ice cream for 15 minutes and he goes back to what you're saying. He goes back to it's like being a kid again, which is lovely on a summer's day.
Yes.
Feeling like you're young again and reminding you what matters in life.
But can I ask you, what hill would you like to die on? Is it nearby?
Yeah, that nice one overlooking London's a nice
Parliament
hill.
Parliament Hill.
Yeah, yeah,
Hampstead.
I'll pick that. That'll do, yeah. That's
okay.
a good one. If you've got to die somewhere, I'll go for that one.
Okay, cool. Can be arranged.
Just for future reference.
How soon? Keep running your mouth and talking about my innards. I'll do it personally.
Okay.
So, how do you unwind? Text us on 8-12-15. Dyson.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, if you want to reset, I find living on the South Coast, as I do, and the best way during a heatwave to cool down is drinking an Imodium fizzy tablet while he's looking at
oh,
me.
Oh, you scumbag!
Oh, is that...
Oh, it's Dyrolite. You're
it's
a
Dyrolite.
Piece of work.
What, are you okay, mate?
We've already talked about...
Everything you're doing is looking
you're
like you're
grass.
Not. Play the jingle again. Come on.
Oh.
This is final payback time for me. So, yeah.
I haven't got diarrhea.
Going in the sea when there hasn't been a sewage.
Oh.
When there hasn't been rain recently, so there's been no sewage outflow, because speaking of...
Talking of which.
So you've got to leave it a few days, but when you go in the sea, you just lie in the sea and just float on the salty water. Your head has to be submerged slightly so your ears are under and you completely block out the world. It's like being in a flotation tank. You just lie there floating in the sea.
And it must be quite a sight. Yeah, do people think you're dead?
Yeah, because you can do it for a long time as well. And you've got to fill your lungs up with air to keep you buoyant at first, but then eventually you just float and you can just stay there. All you can hear is just the sea and the sort of shingle moving in the waves underneath. You just lie there, you completely reset and you're like back to normal again.
I like to do that, but face down. Holding my breath. Just floating face down.
Yeah, that's also good face down. With some goggles, maybe a snorkel.
Eyes closed. People obviously do think that you've died.
Yes, that looks really bad when you're face down. Yeah.
But it feels so nice.
It's so good, isn't it? It's so relaxing. It's just great.
I found something this week.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't get on board with this. The Guinness Nitro Surge.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
The can opening technique, is it?
It's the thing you put over the can.
Yeah, yeah.
Press the button.
Yeah.
And it comes through the nozzle and it...
fizzes up.
It makes it go creamy like they do in the pubs.
Yes, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I think I've had a version of it back years ago. There was
when
a
you put it on the plate.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But is it good?
It's good. It's great. It works, man.
So that's how you reset.
Yeah, just a couple of Guinness.
A can of stout.
Sorry, is that answer not good enough? That's a good answer,
I'm
a can of stout.
Starting to get an inkling as to what's caused all these issues.
Oh, man, not all these issues. Make out I'm, like, ruined in multiple ways. I've just got a slightly loose situation going on.
Should stop drinking Guinness first, though.
Well, I'm not
first
drinking
thing,
it this morning.
Stop drinking Guinness.
I haven't had any Guinness today. Yet. I'm already planning my next
Guinness.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
all That's these are just, the, I'm the doing the sensible thing.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, this is an audio medium. It's not like I'm parading these things on camera. These are my personal workspace zone.
No, sorry. I'm the eyes of the listener. I've got to tell them.
Have you got to?
I think I may have shared over.
Do you know what you
perhaps.
Did earlier, by the way?
What?
You were eating a cookie
over
just the desk.
Oh, yeah.
Over bits of paper that you then funneled the paper into your mouth. To get all the crumbs.
To eat the crumbs,
A cookie crumble
slide. Why are you telling people that?
Because you've been slagging me off. I think people should know the conditions I'm forced to work in.
Look, you don't want to waste any of the food. I'm against food waste, so, you know, I like to eat it all. That's eat the enough. Whole cookie. Nose
I like to eat the whole cookie, but then nose to tail. What is the cookie from crumb to crumble?
Yeah, crumb to the hard bits, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically biscuit offal that you were funneling into your face off some tea-stained paper. It's been there for days.
Yeah.
It's got people's oily handprints on it.
A bit of a low point for me, but thanks for telling everyone.
Tell you another way I like to unwind and reset, because I thought you didn't like my Nitro Surge answer.
Oh, no, I did like it.
I found it very comfortable. Having creamy Guinness on my sofa.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Yeah,
on my mouth.
Yeah,
yeah. I like to lie down on the sofa with a cushion between my knees.
Oh, sideways. Yeah.
Sideways.
Yeah, good.
And watch things like the A-Team.
Ah, yeah.
Old telly.
Oh, yes.
Telly from when I was a boy.
That is comforting.
That is comforting.
And that's what Tuchel was talking about. That it takes you back, doesn't it? It takes
Maybe
you
it does need
out
nostalgia,
of your current stressful situation and takes you back to when you didn't have a care in the world and used to watch the A-Team and they'd make up some sort of cabbage-throwing machine, wouldn't they? And they'd always win the day. A great show, wasn't it?
It was so good. Yeah. Maybe that's who we need, because they always won.
Yes. Ah, that's true, yeah. Get Hannibal to be the new manager. Yeah. He loves it when a plan comes together.
So how do you unwind? Text us on 8-12-15. Particularly if it is slightly unusual. Do you have any left field?
Because are you an ice cream on a bike kind of guy like Tuchel or what? What else are you like?
Tell you what I also do is I will put on like spa music on my headphones.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
just type in like relaxing spa music.
Yeah.
Reading a book while listening to spa music with a cushion between my knees.
Oh, yes.
16 pints of Guinness and you are just, all your troubles just melt away.
You're like a wellness influencer who loves Guinness.
Scented candles.
Oh, yeah, they're also good.
Love a scented candle.
Oh, yeah, great.
I'll tell you what I did think when we lost to the Archies was it'd be Christmas soon.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what? The summer's basically over now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll get in September, it'll start cooling down a bit. And
it's already starting to get darker.
And now it's the long march to Christmas.
Yes.
And I tell you what, this part of the year is great.
Yeah.
It's January to May is bad.
Yes.
Because it's just cold and dark.
Nothing.
Then you get summer. Well, you get the end of the football season. Who wins the leagues, the cups, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
A tournament, hopefully, mm-hmm. like we've had. And then you get bonfire night.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Halloween, bonfire night.
Not so much
Christmas.
Halloween, but bonfire night, yeah.
So the parties are coming.
Come on.
Come on. You got to laugh about life, haven't you, even when it's tough? And in that spirit, why are you laughing? It's time for our second roundup of the funniest clips from the week at the World Cup. Roy Keane reacts.
He always delivers, doesn't he?
He always delivers.
The grumpiest pundit in the world.
Particularly when he's talking about Erling Haaland's dad.
Is that sour grapes, Alfie Haaland, saying well done to Bellingham and the referee?
So, I don't know if you know, Fabrizio Romano's tweeted out about Hey Jude and well done England the other end, and Alfie Haaland has...
Who's...
Erling Haaland's dad.
All right.
Has put on Twitter.
Or the dad.
Yeah, well done, Bellingham and the referee.
So is this the dad you're talking about?
Yeah, so I'm saying, is he referring to that, though?
He can't surely be referring to that, because that was just a blatant, ridiculous push.
But he remembered again, because he obviously seems to be drinking alcohol at the moment. His dad, I'm saying, maybe he's...
You know, can I just be honest with Erling Haaland?
No, he does. If he's having a drink, you're seeing him differently.
He hates people in hospitality, don't he, Roy?
But he hates Alfie Haaland.
He hates him specifically.
Proper deep
I
beef.
Love Alfie Inge Haaland.
And I love hospitality.
I love what a proud daddy is. And yeah, lapping up the whole hospitality when your son's a superstar.
Freebie.
Who can blame him? He loves the prawn sandwiches, he loves the booze. Get on it, why not?
Also,
Forest legend, of course.
Did it have prawn sandwiches in hospitality?
No, not anymore, no. That's quite
not anymore.
It's quite a dated reference.
It's
isn't it, really?
So dated.
They've moved on. They have like proper high-end food and gravy and stuff.
Gravy! High-end food and gravy. Yes, the hospitality are the gravy on the Titanic. Jed Spence from the Hearts of England, and particularly two fans who wrote this great chant about him.
Every now and then he's called upon.
I love this song.
Every now and then he's called upon. England needs you now tonight. England needs you more than ever. And if your broken jaw is tied, now it's fully back together. And you know you can play left or right. Down the wing you're so strong. You take a player on and do a brilliant job. You should have had a pen from being tackled by Bob.
Tackled by Bob.
Oh,
I love it.
Such a good song. And
Forest legend, Jed Spence.
He was back to how he used to be at Forest in the Championship, that season he had where he was amazing. And he got rid of the chin strap at the end.
He did.
The final game. His chin's fully recovered. It's already pulled it out and it sort of shot back onto his jaw. That's when he had to stop using it.
Jamie O'Hara was on Sky Sports News and was less than subtle in his conclusions about the England manager.
Did he stay?
Sack him.
Really?
Sack him.
He's only had one major tournament.
That's one of the worst decisions I've ever made. It's one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. It's one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. There has to be an inquest into the decisions.
You can't sack someone on one decision.
You can sack a manager. We brought him in to get us over the line, to get the job done. Mm. We had Gareth Southgate. He was a good manager. Got us to how many a back end of a tournament, and a decision that decision he made last night was way worse than any decision Gareth Southgate ever made.
And England's defeat to Argentina went all the way to the top. The most powerful man in the world giving his opinion.
You have a great player in England, who I played golf with. You know that, right? And he is Harry, who's been fantastic. I think they perhaps made a mistake when they made him a defensive player. What do I know about Chuck? They took the league and they took their best player and then put him on defense. Then somehow, you know, we got to be a little offensive, right? But no, I'm not going to call it. Look, what do I know about coaching? But that was a little unusual. But Harry is a great guy, actually.
I love how often he mentions that golf game with Harry. And even President Trump is trolling Tommy Tuchel. It's lovely to see.
Oh, it's so hard to watch, isn't it? Also, it's so hard to hear that and go,
he's got a point. It's the first thing he's ever been right about.
You can't go favourite the back too early. Out of possession, you got to be three in midfield. You need your wing-backs. They got to go out there. I said to him, anytime Medawecki comes inside, it's bad. Madawecki, that's what I said to him. He made me Madawecki. He made me very Madawecki. Okay. Each week, we've been trying to figure out who is going to win each game. Each week, we've decided to trust our gut. Okay, so here are the stats. Each week, Dyson and I bring in a plate of food that represents each nation. Morocco, Brazil was hummus against Brazilian steak. Will's gut predicted Brazil would win, but it was a draw. Sweden versus Netherlands was ravioli instead of meatballs against stroopwafel. The gut predicted the Netherlands. The score was correct. Canada versus South Africa. Will's gut predicted a win for Canada. Canada won. Mexico, England. Will's gut predicted England. England won. Last week, Norway versus England. Kebab meat pizza versus trifle. He guessed it was going to be 2-1 after... He guessed it was going to be a win for England after extra time, and he was right.
Yes.
Will's gut has an 80% correct guess rate.
Wow, impressive guts, isn't it, really?
So today is Spain versus Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Dyson.
Yes.
I'm Spain, you're Argentina.
Yes, I got Argentina. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go... I've got Spain. I have a platter of Spanish meats and cheeses.
Oh, really
chorizo.
Nice. Still in its plastic packaging. Lovely.
Yes, I've ripped the plastic off so that Will can get it straight into his mouth. Oh, wow. And some of down to his gut.
What's that Spanish cheese? Oh, look, he's going straight in with some chorizo.
That is really good. So I'm just going to grab a bit of salami.
What's
as well,
the Spanish cheese called again on that?
Is it manchego or something?
Manchego, I think it is. Yeah.
I don't know. Just cheddar.
It says salami, chorizo,
salami, cheese and chorizo.
Oh, that's a really nice combo. That's a really
I was going to
nice
get you a bottle of Rioja, but I thought that might be a bit flash.
Yeah.
It's my against the
Spanish lunch.
That is so good.
Spanish Lunchables, isn't it? Dairy meat.
Basically,
Lunchables.
Yeah, it's posh. Nice. It's posh
dairy. It's very tapas-y, which emulates it very well.
That's right.
So that's a really
that's what
good
we're going
start
for.
Wow, so that's a strong start from Spain. I got Argentina. I went into to Sainsbury's around the corner to try and find some Argentinian empanadas. And I was surprised to see they didn't sell them. So I have like British empanadas. It's like pork mince, some onion and pepper wrapped in soft flaky pastry. It's British empanadas.
Okay.
It's also...
And I guess they beat England.
Like? Yeah,
it looks like a pork pie.
Well,
it's sausage roll.
It's a chopped up sausage roll.
Chopped up sausage roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm
but it's inspired by Argentina. Bear in mind I don't want Argentina to win.
No, but they beat England, so I guess part of our culture is rubbed off on them.
Yes, yeah.
The sausage roll is good. It's not getting away from it.
Yeah, I know he likes the sausage roll.
Okay.
Right, the gut's ready to speak.
Gut's ready to speak.
Hopefully it's not yours.
Let's go live to the gut.
We've had enough from yours.
You are a piece.
I think there's one strong thing going for Argentina. That represents a goal for Argentina.
Right, okay.
Argentina
so both
score.
Teams to score, perhaps.
There are three strong things going.
Whoa!
Oh, that's really good. Good technique.
Two different types of meat and a cheese.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in normal time, Spain 3... Argentina.
Wow! Oh my word, it's the most sensational trust you got I think we've ever had.
I'm going to put money on that.
I'm still kidding myself.
Yeah.
I know that I'm putting on a brave face. How bothered are you going to be tonight watching the game?
Because it depends on what lineups they put out, doesn't it? Because if they're not going to take it seriously, I don't see how I can be expected to take it seriously. So I think, because if France start with their full strength 11 and we do, it could be an amazing game. So good, bring it on.
And what does you not taking it seriously mean?
I won't watch it properly. I'll be like idly doom scrolling or something.
Okay, I thought you meant you're going to watch it in a non-serious way.
No, right, yeah, so like with
a clown outfit.
Clown's hat on. Yeah.
You watch it in your pants anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, you've absolutely roasted me today for the old... which I don't have. I am merely disabled.
It's preemptive, okay? It's preemptive.
Exactly, I'm a planner.
Preemptive Imodium, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't actually taken any yet. That's just in case.
Calm before the storm.
If anyone's got any... tummy settling tips.
Oh, yes.
Do let us know. Actually, the question we need to ask you is, you might have seen Erling Haaland bringing back these stuffed raccoons.
Yes.
He's got a whiskey raccoon, he's got a beer squirrel.
They're
taxidermied animals that make it look like they're drinking booze.
Yes.
Very tasteful way to honour animals.
$750 it costs that raccoon.
You've seen the video? Look at this geezer.
Yeah, this geezer. I love the way
this
he talks.
This geezer.
What a hero.
Text us on 81215. What was the last animal you fell in love with? Carla in Kent says, on the issue of tummy troubles, I have a stoma, and also I keep marshmallows on standby as the gelatin in them thickens it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Top tip from the stoma community.
It's a really good life hack, isn't it? So you don't need all these Imodium and Dioralite and stuff, just have some marshmallows. Yeah,
but also you might not want the calories in it. The great thing about Imodium is it's very low calorie. It's a great snack.
I see.
If you're dieting, get on the Imodium.
Oh, yeah, it fills you up as well.
But then obviously it keeps everything in, so it's low calorie.
Yeah, it has some downsides.
But it just bung you up. I haven't actually taken any yet. I've got mates who take them and they haven't got stomas.
Really?
So just having
like
a night out.
Like a party night.
Party night.
I'll just have a half tonight, take it easy. Yeah.
It's true, they do.
Do they? Really?
Yeah. Men of a certain age.
I suppose so, yeah. I'm mocking, but maybe I'll adopt it.
Come on, I mean, with the greatest respect, you must have the odds.
I have trouble. I'm more likely to get indigestion now, like heartburn. So, heartburn, which is also part of that song, isn't it, of course, for Pepto.
I took a Nexium earlier.
Yeah, Nexium's the best one you can get now.
Because I thought, if we're having a couple of beers...
Zantac used to be great, but it got outlawed because it had some sort of mad chemical in it.
What?
They've been selling for years.
I did not know this.
Yeah, I think legally I can sell it. You can't buy Zantac
What was the side effect of that chemical?
Anymore. It was like seriously bad, really bad for you.
But was it like a stimulant?
No. Negative effect on your body.
Corrosive.
Yeah, really bad.
I feel like you want to say something, but you don't want to say it on air. You're going to tell me, you're sort of wide-eyed.
Yeah. Seriously, I wish I hadn't brought it up,
to be honest. Is that the Zantac kicking in?
So, Nexium is the only good one, isn't it, now? Because you can't be having your Rennies. Doesn't touch the sides.
Rennies.
Pointless. It's like a beginner's heartburn relief.
Eat a bottle of Gaviscon by the bed when you go to bed.
You've got to have a glug when you wake up,
Oh, it's so good for you. We're talking about the last animal you fell in love with. Someone's been in touch. Barry in Kingston says, anyone that's seen Jimmy the Raccoon and doesn't immediately say he is their answer is a liar. He's got a spinal deficiency, so he looks like a cartoon character that's had a weight land on them, but he's adorable, leads a happy life, and he's a massive hit on the socials.
I've just looked him up. Jimothy. He's called Jimothy the
Raccoon.
And
it's an actual raccoon.
He looks like he's sort of swallowed a plate. He's like sort of circular in the middle, and he's haunched over.
Bit like you.
Yeah, me and Jimothy. Kindred spirits.
Kindred spirits! Oh, text on 8-12-15. What was the last animal you fell in love with? Someone here says, Nkumu, the new silverback at Bristol Zoo Project. Me and all the rest of the Bristol Zoo volunteers and, of course, the four female gorillas.
That's nice. They all love him.
What was the last animal you fell in love with?
I think it's... I quite like social media animals. Have you ever seen Jif Pom? Jif Pom is a Pomeranian. It's the cutest, the fluffiest little dog. Absolutely adorable.
What's so adorable about it?
It's so fluffy. And it's the owners are hair, they obviously fluff the hair on purpose. It's just a cute little bundle of joy.
What actually. About have you seen him? Sydney.
Oh, I don't know if I have.
Sydney.
It's probably a rat. Is that a rat? Sydney. You love rats.
It's a prairie. Oh, no, it's a type of dog.
Oh.
But it wiggles its bum a lot.
Oh, that sounds great,
I'll show you. Really very cute dog.
Sydney.
Yeah. And she'll come down the stairs. She always stops on the middle stair and waits for a bit and then comes... She lies down on the middle stair whenever she comes downstairs.
Oh, nice.
Has a little break. But she wiggles her bum when she gets excited.
Oh, cute.
Very cute dog. And, of course, just all the rats.
I love rats.
I saw them on the local park and I just thought, they're adorable. What? I don't want them in the house, obviously.
No.
Not wild rats, but I'd be open to having a rat as a pet.
You saw them at the local park? What are they doing?
Just water rats on the slide.
Rats. Yeah, okay.
Just hanging around on their bikes.
Yeah, having an ice cream.
Spitting.
Having
lots
an ice
no
cream
good.
With Tommy Tuchel on their bikes. That's what they all do.
I think they're amazing rats.
Yeah, I know. You love them,
they're
you?
Really intelligent.
There are a few things you love in life, aren't they? Football. Christmas.
Yes.
And rats. Yeah. And that's about it. And
if
politics.
Somehow I could...
So you, just need, to, you just need to do a podcast about rats. That's your next project, isn't it? Surely.
Rat pod.
The rat pod. Did you get many guests?
Could talk to different... You could talk to, rat experts, I
bring
guess.
Bring Roland Rat out of retirement.
Rat fans.
That impression.
I haven't heard from him for about 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be a big exclusive for the launch app, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We've got Roland back, everyone.
Text on 8-12-15. What was the last animal you fell in love with? Goals flying in the Scottish League Cup,
yes.
Dyson.
What is the latest 40? Sorry, I'm on the Helsinki game today between Man United and Wrexham.
Okay, you tell us that. Tell us what you got in front of you.
It's 0-0. It's 0-0 in Helsinki. But in the Scottish League Cup, there was a big change. East Kilbride beating Dumbarton 3-1. Ross County beating Clyde 2-1. Stenhouse Muir 2-1 up at Brechin as well.
Other people getting in touch about animals they've fallen in love with. Julie says Rosita the mini donkey on Facebook.
Oh,
I can kiss goodbye to at least half an hour every time I see one of her posts. Donkeys are cute.
Donkeys,
because they always
cute.
Look a bit sad.
I love a donkey sanctuary as well. Nice places. They do great work, don't they?
Keir Starmer.
Oh, yes.
Didn't his parents have a donkey
sanctuary? That's right, they did, didn't they? Yeah. He talks cute. About that. He used to talk about that a lot, didn't he?
Donkey sanctuary.
Donkey
looking
sanctuary.
After donkeys. Looking after donkeys.
Didn't you go to his, right, did you go to his leaving do? Did I dream that?
You didn't dream that. I was at Downing Street earlier in the week.
Did leaving do?
David wow. Seaman was there.
Oh, what?
And Ross Kemp.
That does sound like a fever dream, doesn't it, really?
The house just covered in St. George's.
Really?
Oh, wow. It was obviously before the Argentina games. It was all like, that man, come on, it's coming home.
Wow. So yeah, you had a big party in
the
10?
In the garden at number 10, had a couple of glasses of fizz.
How was it? Was it a somber atmosphere or was it party time?
Bit of both.
Yeah, yeah, it must be weird.
In the garden at number 10, it's nice.
It must be great, yeah.
But the end of an era.
Did,
a two-year
did
era.
Ross Kemp start shouting?
Yes, Keir.
Yes, Keir.
That's why we love you. Hold it. Hold it. Don't let Burnham in yet. No. You wait. Wait till Monday, Burnham. Wait. Yeah, he was very intense. Naked in the number 10 garden. We're talking about all these animals we like. Because Erling Haaland likes to buy stuffed raccoons, whiskey raccoons.
Yes.
That look like they're drinking whiskey. We've been talking about all these animals we see online. I don't have any pets.
No.
But you do.
You should have a pet rat, to be fair. You should get
I should.
One. But it was Bertie's birthday this week. Little Bertie. I took a little picture of him with his birthday cake.
He looks so sad.
He looks happy.
No, he doesn't. He's got a miserable face.
He's got sad eyes. That's what he's a little. He's a little shih tzu, so he has got quite sad eyes.
They've got
eyes.
Really hangdog.
Yeah. Hangdog expression.
He looks miserable.
Yeah. Well,
he hates
it's like
you.
He's going, oh, there's only one candle. I'm older than that. But it was a nice. So we all had a Victoria sponge, and then he ate some of it as well at the table.
Are they allowed it? It's not bad for their tummies.
No, it's fine. I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
And what's he like as a dog?
He's a funny little dog. I mean, his brother, Fred, is a bit more active. He, like, plays fetch and stuff. But Bertie, we got him on the cheap because his fontanelle didn't close when he was born. He hadn't closed properly, you know.
So what does that mean? His head's just wide
just
open?
Slightly. Well, it didn't close in time. It's closed now, but it took a while to close. So he's a bit sort of simple dog.
Oh,
and he's really cute, but
he doesn't
play any games or anything, you know. Like, he doesn't, like, run after a ball and fetch it.
He's like you. You're sort of, you're on the same wavelength.
They say dogs are like their owners.
Yeah.
So we have a lot in
common.
You
sit there eating cake every night.
Yes. True,
you don't
actually.
Move.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, but he's a lovely little thing. So, yeah.
And good hygiene?
Well, they both smell. I mean,
what sort of smell?
Just of dog. I don't particularly.
Because some dogs don't smell too bad.
They all smell. They all have bad breath. Their breath reeks. When you get up in the morning, they come right up to you and they just breathe on you.
Dog breath.
Oh,
what
really
can
horrible.
You do about that?
I don't. There are sweets you can have. You
there
can
must be some sort of
like
effervescent
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. I see them on social
put in
media.
Put their mouth and close it.
We've never really tried it. Maybe try and brush their teeth a bit more. But
can
they
just squirt
really
some
odd.
Like mint juice into their mouth?
I might try that. Yeah, yeah. They need it. But if you could genetically engineer a dog that didn't smell.
Great idea. What are these boffins wasting their time at? Large language models and Anthropic and all this rubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we want is two things. One, cure dog breath.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
zero-calorie cheeseburger.
Yes. Oh, yes. Do it. Come on.
That's all I need. We've got drinks that are zero-calorie. We need foods that are zero-calorie.
Yes.
And we need to tidy up our dog's mouths. I would say, as your owner, it's on you to occasionally give his gob a scrub.
Yes. Maybe we should. Yeah, it's true. I can't complain about it, not do anything about it. Yeah.
Do you ever try and brush his teeth for him?
No. But I pick up his poo every day, so that feels like it's enough. Yeah. It's been enough hardship, don't you think?
I think so. And you're happy to do that? You never neglect that duty?
Oh, no. I would never. I hate people that are bad, that just leave it there.
Does it take a bit of getting used to it?
I just hold my breath when I'm doing it because, you know, it's not a nice thing to do. But people that leave it do my head in. They deserve
to be
fined. They deserve to be fined.
They should have their faces rubbed in it.
Yeah, they should, yeah.
Like you do with a cat.
The park rangers that just grab them and rub their face into it, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what happens to the rest of us if we trip in it. Yeah, anyway, why are we talking about this?
I don't know. But tell us about the dogs you love, the pets you love.
Text us on 81215 and tell us all about the animals you've fallen in love with. There's still festivals, isn't there? There'll be people going to gigs this summer enjoying themselves.
Loads of stuff to look forward to.
There's still cheese and ice cream and beer and cakes.
Yes, exactly.
There's still people and love and life.
Wow, yeah, so many reasons to be cheerful.
There's so many reasons to be cheerful.
It's just the game, isn't it?
It's just the game. Another summer staring at a wall.
Another wasted
listening
opportunity.
Listening to montages. God!
Another wasted opportunity to get to the final.
Remember when we lost against Argentina in 1998? Mm. Watched it at the Forest Ground in the Pitch Sports Bar in the Trent End.
Nice. Yeah.
I remember just staring out, looking at the water, thinking, you know what? We will win something in my lifetime.
Oh, wow.
And that helped me get through.
Yeah. Oh. I re-watched the highlights of that game recently, the 98 one, and we had so many good chances.
It's the story of...
The Sol Campbell goal, really, I think it should have stood.
And the one he scored against Portugal.
Yeah.
That was two game-winning goals.
Yes, it was weird, wasn't it?
FIFA.
Yeah. But we have a goal. I have a goal to tell you about right now.
Yes!
Never mind England's defeat, because Nottingham Forest are 2-0 up at Notts County. Yes!
Get in.
Pre-season friendly. Callum Wendo is back. He's back and he's back amongst the goals. We signed him last time. He didn't really play much, did he?
I think he was not great.
Deitch didn't fancy him. He went out on loan. I don't think any of the managers fancied him, did they? And then he went out on loan, but now he's back.
He's back and he's scoring against
he's
the team.
He's impressing our new manager, Glasner.
John and Val says, we fell in love with an alpaca at Roehead Farm called Elvis the...
Oh,
yeah. T-word, because he bites everyone. You know what? Stonebridge City Farm in Snenton, Nottingham.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, I do remember the city farm, yeah.
In the city farm in Nottingham, and I used to go, there was a goat that I really liked as
was
a kid.
Was it sort of near the windmill, in the shadow of the windmill, was it?
No, further down.
Further away.
Down near the big co-op. Yeah, more St. Anne's, more Stans.
Oh, right, yeah.
I used to leave it little notes and put it under its collar.
Really?
It was a goat. I was very keen on that goat.
Fell in love with the goat.
Fell in love with the goat.
Oh,
fell in love with the
goat. Yeah, but this Elvis, the alpaca, sounds like trouble. They're quite nasty animals, aren't they? Spitting all the time.
They get told off for that. They were children,
things.
They'd be grounded.
Exactly.
And yet we let alpacas do it.
They're almost encouraged.
Talk about two-tier Britain. Someone's got to clamp down on these alpacas. Tell them what you just did.
I collected the crumbs from a cookie onto the paper in front of me and folded it up and poured it into my mouth.
A4 paper, just paper that's hanging around the studio.
No, it's from the printer. I mean, that's what it is.
Of course it's from the printer.
It's fresh paper from the printer.
Fresh.
Fresh ream
of
lovely, clean paper.
It's not. It's got other man's hands all over
it. It hasn't.
You like the oil of other man's hands.
It's been wrapped up in a paper sleeve thing for the whole time.
This is A4. You've got a picture of this.
Perfectly hygienic. Yeah, perfectly hygienic. And then it's been put in a printer, it's gone through the printer, and now it had crumbs on it, so I've eaten the crumbs.
Covered in carcinogenic ink.
Well,
it's not meant for human consumption, is it?
I hadn't thought about that, yeah. But
then you've basted your crumbs in it.
Yeah.
Slid them into your chops.
Well, otherwise it's a waste. You can't let good food go to waste.
It's just crumbs, though. That doesn't count as good food.
It's nice crumbs.
You might as well lick the floor.
No, it's nice crumbs.
You're like a naughty
these
dog.
These are very crumbly cookies, so there's lots of good stuff falling in there.
Good stuff!
And it's better than it going in my beard, to be honest.
That's true.
So, you know, I use it like a sort of a table bib. If you will.
I see. Mm. And now today's producer Will's final show with us. He's leaving,
yes.
He's going to Cardiff.
What a sad time.
So Will, Dyson and I have got you a leaving gift.
It's been poached by the Welsh, by the people in Welsh radio.
Got your thing in there.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
Will
you
is
guys.
A massive Torquay fan. Mm. So what we got you was a signed 1999 Torquay shirt.
Yes.
Signed by the team.
Worn as well, by the looks of it.
I know, there are a couple of dodgy stains
like
on there.
Sweat and blood on there.
There's sweat and blood on there. Someone's clearly had a pub fight in there.
It's amazing, isn't it?
There is some blood there are some,
signed by the team from 99.
The year of Will's birth.
Yeah, amazing.
That is incredible.
Well, thank you for
so
everything.
Much.
No, it's been a real pleasure.
You.
Honestly, that is, I don't know what to say.
We've had him for two seasons.
Two seasons.
He goes with our blessing, you know.
A big fee came in from Cardiff.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
we couldn't say no.
No, you're going to be missed, Will.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you guys for all the laughs over the last couple
We've
years.
Had a lovely time. And thank you for your gut.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone was following it gambling wise.
Yeah, it's a real tipster.
You'd be up.
Yeah. He would be up across the tournament. Yeah.
Oh, Will, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It's been a real pleasure.
Really
so, Will's off. We'll have a new producer for the next series.
We will when we start again.
In football, 2 years is a long old stint, actually.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Don't make you one of the longest
runners. If you were at Forest, you'd be the record breaker, wouldn't you, the past
couple
of years?
We've had about 30 managers in that time.
Yeah. So, well done.
You do get Marinakis vibes.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Well, there you go. That brings us to the end of World Cup 2026 here on Rock and Roll Football. Thank you for staying with us throughout the summer. It has been a brilliant ride. And just doing this every Saturday with Vindaloo and Three Lions and all that.
Oh, yes.
Getting pumped up.
And that reworked version of Wonderwall that we had. It was very nice, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh.
So sad it's all over. We shouldn't have mentioned it. We've dragged you down again, haven't we? If you could see his eyes, dear listener, you'd realise how sad he looks. But he's about to go to the pub, so that might help him.
Pub. Guinness and crisps, scampi fries.
Yes.
An argument.
Yeah.
And then diarrhoea.
You'll be okay. I think you've taken enough preemptive cures. You should be okay.
I should be all right. We'll see you in a few weeks. Until then, leave all the 5-star written reviews that you possibly can. And we will be back on August the 22nd, 2 p.m, Rock and Roll Football, Absolute Radio. See you then.
Bye.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.